This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 478 for Friday, June 15th. ICE canola futures give up their gains on Friday to finish lower. At the final settlement, the November canola contract dips 20 cents at $843.40 per ton, and the January contract loses 70 cents at $850.20 per ton. Support for canola is coming from upticks in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and in the off-session of Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are swinging higher, and the spillover is pushing up vegetable oils. That said, lower Chicago soybeans and soy meal are weighing on values. Across the prairies, canola and other crops are said to be doing quite well, although areas still in drought and those with excessive moisture are facing some challenges. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending July 10th that producer deliveries of canola are nearly 174,000 tons, up from last week. Domestic usage is lower at almost 158,000 tons. Exports slip back to 87,000 tons, but the year-to-date eclipses the 5 million ton mark. That's just under half of exports this time last year. The Canadian dollar is higher, climbing to 76.71 U.S. cents following Thursday's close of 76.12. While the United States Department of Agriculture announced a private sale for 133,000 tons of new crop corn to China, the sale was canceled early this afternoon. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association says the June soybean crush came to 164.7 million bushels, slightly above trade expectations. Planalytics bumps up its call on the average U.S. soybean yield by one-tenth at 51.2 bushels per acre, but for corn, Planalytics trims its estimate by 0.05 at 176.1 bushels per acre. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The August contract is down 6 cents at $14.66 per bushel. August soy oil jumps 1.94 cents at 60.08 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal loses $7.90 at $431 per short ton. Corn futures are mixed on Friday as the September contract dips 0.75 cents at $6.04 per bushel, while the December contract is higher. Chicago oats are mixed as well, with the September contract down 2 cents at $4.65, and the December contract is higher. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago September falls 18 cents at $7.78. Kansas City September drops 11 cents at $8.37.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September sheds 4 cents at $9.07. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, July 15th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.